No, I'm a stay-at-home dad. That's what because I do this at night. I stay home, and also because my wife made much better choices in her education and career. My in-laws, they always ask me, they're always like, what happens if the comedy career doesn't work out? And I'm like, that's why your daughter has a master's degree. Yeah, I'm not stupid. I travel a lot doing stand-up. I just was in Canada not too long ago. I don't know if you guys have been to Canada. Super nice place, very polite. Everywhere I went, people just apologized for everything. Like, everywhere I went in Canada, it was like, oops, sorry about that, sorry. Like, you get to Canada, there's a billboard that says, welcome to Canada, sorry. I didn't realize how weird it was until I got to my hotel and I got on the elevator. I pushed 10, which was my floor. Guy on the elevator with me pushed a 6, and I'm guessing he's Canadian because he immediately starts apologizing. He's just like, oh, sorry, I pushed 6 there. I see you're on floor 10. Gonna have to make a little pit stop first. Sorry about that, and hope it doesn't ruin your trip. I'm like, dude, that's how elevators work. Made me want to get mugged while I was in Canada just to have that experience, like the most polite mugging of my life. Just have some guy come up to me, you know, stab me in the gut, take my money, and apologize for it. Just like, sorry I had to stab you there, but you know, times have been tough up here too, and I got a wife and kids back at the house, and I gotta feed them, and I saw you walking along there, I thought to myself, you know, that guy looks like he has some money, maybe I should stab him. Anywho, there's a hospital down the street, you might want to check that out. And other than that, I hope it doesn't ruin your trip. Thank you.